Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just gives her a lot of clarity and an honest depiction of who her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get and the need to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, because He's the one that's going to be protecting you and guiding you through these difficult times. It's not the works of your own hands. You don't know what's going to come your way, but He does. So as you obey Him and reverence Him and let Him guide every step that you take, you'll be fine. But as you do this, you're going to find out you get persecuted, okay? Now, and just talking in terms of Bible prophecy and how understanding Bible prophecy helps you understand persecution in your day-to-day trials. Now, before I move on talking about communism, I want to take a brief moment just to take a look at the book of Revelation to explain something. Knowing the Lord's character is key to understanding Bible prophecy. It's just like a person, okay? Just like your husband, for example. The better you know him and the more familiar you are with him, the more easily you can predict what he's going to do, okay? You know that there's certain things that are going to be, in line with his character, and you know what to expect, okay? Versus someone that you don't know or you barely know, okay? This is Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. I just want to call attention to what it says here. It says, this is the very first verse of the book of Revelation. It says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay? So the book of Revelation starts off pointing out this is a revelation of Him. Okay? And I want to take a look at the way that He first came in the book of Luke, okay, chapter 2, and draw a comparison to how He's going to be revealed in Revelation 19, okay? Here, when you see Him first coming, okay, in Luke chapter 2, you hear these angels, okay, and they're in a field, okay? And they're like worship angels, okay? And it says, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid, the shepherds. And it says unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. And then down here it says, at verse 13, it says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, so these are like worship angels, okay? Glory to God in the highest, and peace to, and I'm sorry, on, I'm sorry, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men, okay? So I'm going to just focus in on how it says, on that verse there, okay, where it says, and on earth peace, okay, and goodwill towards men. Okay, this is an extension of salvation, right? Jesus Christ, okay? This is how we make peace with God is through Christ Jesus, okay? And just, I want to take a look at the difference that you see here, okay, in Revelation 19, okay? It says, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war, okay? Big difference. You've got peace, and then you've got war, okay? His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head
were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but himself, and he was clothed in a vesture, and it's dipped with blood. Really important things to pay attention to, okay? You have peace, okay? And then in contrast here, you've got war, okay? And his clothes are dipped in blood, okay? You want to pay attention when the Bible's talking like this, okay? And then it says here, and you don't have worship angels with him, okay? And it says in verse 14, and the armies which are in heaven followed him, okay, upon white horses. So you've got worship angels and you've got an army following him. Big difference, okay? And then it says here in verse 15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, okay, that he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth, and this is really important, the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Big difference, okay? And then here you see the angels where they're saying peace and goodwill towards men, right? Fear not, in Luke chapter 2, okay? Here in Revelation 19, and it says, and I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together for the supper of the great God. And let's look at what they're saying is the supper. It says that ye may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of captains and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and them that sit on them and the flesh of all men, both bond and both free and bond, and both small and great. So these are not just the leaders, these are all of them, okay? All right. So I just want to draw a comparison between the two. And the reason why I'm doing this, because I see a lot of Christians struggle, okay? You have Christians where the Holy Spirit is with them, okay? And he's talking to them, and you can see it, okay? And and they see something's wrong, okay? Because they see the lukewarm church, okay? Or possibly the fallen away church, or even just complete, you know, apostates, okay? Who say they know Christ and don't. And they're talking about the love and the mercy and this and that. And they know inwardly, because the Holy Spirit is guiding them, no, you need to prepare for something else. Something else is coming, okay? You need to start fearing God. You need to reverence God, okay? And I just want to back that up with scripture and help any Christian that struggles with that, okay? Because I can see a lot of times that they're trying to explain this. They don't have the verses. And there's more verses here in the scriptures too. But where you just need to read your Bible from cover to cover when you're done, you need to read it again and get familiar, okay, with the Word of God. Understand, yes, there is a change coming, okay? He's still a God of love and a God of mercy to those who fear and reverence him, okay? If you took the Jesus in Luke chapter 2 and you fear and reverence him and he's your God every day, then yes, he's guiding you and he's protecting you, okay? But to those who don't fear his name, okay, and don't reverence him, they're going to meet a different Jesus Christ, the one who's revealed. And before he comes in the book of Revelation, okay, scripture says the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. And you're going to see this Jesus revealed at the fall of the United States, okay, as this time approaches. You're going to see him revealed more and more and more like this, okay, until the fullness is revealed in the book of Revelation. I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, glorifying your son and humbling herself and knowing that she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, she needs to read it again and humble herself and ask to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. I ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.